I'm driving home for Christmas. Driving home for Christmas. With a thousand memories. Oh, you know this song, the unmistakable sound there of Driving Home for Christmas by the late, great Chris Rea. He died yesterday at the age of 74. Bass guitarist Owen O'Neill, a former band member with Chris Rea between 1985 and 1990, is with us now. Owen, commiserations. Really sad news about Chris.
Yeah, very sad to hear the news yesterday. It kind of brought me back a number of years when I heard it, and he was a good guy, one of the good ones.
A real shock for you then, because you had worked with him for many years.
I worked with him between 1985 and 1990, and I played on five of his records, and enjoyed every moment of it. But I hadn't been in touch with him for a while until he mysteriously turned up at a Riverdance show in London when I was doing that. And yeah, we met up again, and as he loved the show, was very complimentary. And but as things happen in this industry, you know, people drift in and out of each other's lives.
Of course, as you're touring and playing music and doing various gigs. But you just have to think about his hits. Fool, If You Think It's Over, On the Beach, Road to Hell, and of course Driving Home for Christmas, which we opened this item up with. It goes back to 1986. You were involved with recording it. How did it all come together?
As far as I just played on the track. I went to his house, and he had this track. I think he had some work done on it from years before, and I played on it. We were actually on tour at the time. It wasn't the lead single for the tour, and it just took off, and it was great. I mean, it made such a huge difference to that year.
Well, did you have any sense at that stage that it would become a Christmas classic?
Sometimes you get a kind of a sense when you're a studio player, which I was. Occasionally a song will come along, and you think, "Oh yeah, that one could have a chance." And sure enough, you know, it was there was something very nice about it that wasn't. It's a bit different from all the other Christmas songs.
Now, you played on five on his albums, and he was famously modest. He was uneasy about his fame. Did that shape his music?
I think so, yeah. It was like when I met him first, I was surprised, because he was quite a big star in Ireland, because the his career was reignited by a single called "I Can Hear Your Heartbeat," which was a hit in Ireland. And so his career started up back in Ireland, and he loved that because he's half Irish and he loved Ireland. And
I'm sure his mum was Irish.
That's right. His mother was Irish. His father was Italian. But he actually loved Ireland and loved coming here. And his Shamrock Diaries album, he wrote it around that. After that, "I Can Hear Your Heartbeat" was a hit, and there was actually a hit on that one called "Stainsby Girls." And he did that. He wrote that in Dublin, and that's how I came across him.
Well, when you think about all of the time you spent with him over the years, and your recent meeting as well, how will you remember him?
I remember him as you described him earlier on there. He's a reluctant superstar, in that he loved to play his guitar, and that's really what he wanted to be, I think, was a blues player who played the guitar and sung. But he had the unfortunate habit of writing these very commercial hit songs, and
not a bad habit to have,
but a great habit to have. And he was very grateful for the habit because it allowed him to look after his main priority in his life, which was his family. Like, he was basically a very ordinary family man.
And look, before we go, his legacy. What is it?
40 million albums. And I think, I don't know how countless albums, but I think his legacy will be that he was the unlikely superstar, and that he never really wanted to be in the limelight. He just wanted to play his guitar, sing his songs, and look after his family.
Well, Owen O'Neill, thanks for joining us this morning. May Chris Rea rest in peace. It's now 8:59.